As we heard in the last radio segment, Paul arrived in Ephesus and things got wild. He began by laying hands on 12 male believers to receive the Holy Spirit. Boy, did they. They received the Holy Spirit, began speaking in tongues, also known as other languages, and prophesied. This was like what the disciples had received on the day of Pentecost. Then once again, Paul is faithful to his fellow Jews. Acts chapter 19 tells us he spoke boldly in the synagogues and argued persuasively about the kingdom of God. Just like what often happens today, some stubbornly refuse to believe, rejecting the truth. Paul left, taking the believers with him. However, he did not stop preaching. Instead, he argued daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. For 2 years he did this, so that all the residents of Asia, both Jews and Greeks, heard the word of the Lord. Just like Paul was encouraged to continue preaching to those who are open to receive the truth, we should be too. In prayer, ask God who in your area of influence needs to hear the truth about Jesus Christ. Who is asking questions and is open to hearing the gospel message? In obedience to God, follow Paul's example and tell others about Jesus.